You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are with, once again, Mr. Patrick Henry, the author of Plan, Commit, Win, 90 Days to Creating a Fundable Startup. He's also the CEO of Quest Fusion. Quest Fusion provides strategic guidance to startups and emerging growth companies. Patrick ran three different technology companies prior to forming Quest Fusion and took a company from pre-product and pre-revenue to a successful IPO on NASDAQ and eventual $1 billion valuation. He writes about startup life, an entrepreneur, fast company, and the Huffington Post. Mr. Henry, a pleasure to have you once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks a lot for having me in the program, Eric. Really appreciate it.
You bet. Certainly is our pleasure. Now, it's been about 9 months since the last time we spoke. Tell us about your new book, Plan, Commit, Win, and what it's all about.
Well, Eric, I meet entrepreneurs every day that are struggling to build their companies and raise money. Unfortunately, most entrepreneurs don't understand the process of how to raise outside capital or know how to present to professional investors. It's, you know, sometimes sad and frustrating and sometimes even heartbreaking to see this. And I've made many of the same mistakes myself, you know, failed and learned through some painful experience. As a result, I've developed a framework that will dramatically improve an entrepreneur's chances of being successful and getting the money that they need to fuel the growth of their business. I describe this methodology in my new book, Plan, Commit, Win, 90 Days to Creating a Fundable Startup.
And what do you base the Plan, Commit, Win framework on?
Well, Plan, Commit, Win methodology is not some pie-in-the-sky or theoretical approach to running businesses and raising capital. It's the same process I've used to build successful businesses, raise over $200 million in equity capital for my companies, and execute in over $2 billion in M&A transactions. It takes about 90 days to implement the Plan, Commit, Win methodology, assuming you're starting from scratch. If you already have a plan, you can still benefit from Plan, Commit, Win as a screening tool to see what components you might be missing from your business plan or investor presentation.
I also saw that you have a very successful Kickstarter for Plan, Commit, Win. Can you get into what worked well for you in that campaign?
Well, it's interesting, Eric, because I'd never done a Kickstarter before, and I always thought about it more for the product side. You know, we may have a creative gadget or something like that. And I got a lot of mixed feedback about doing a Kickstarter for a book, especially a nonfiction book. But a friend of mine, John Lee Dumas, who runs the Entrepreneur on Fire daily podcast, had run a very successful Kickstarter for his book and was running one for a second book as well. I also did a lot of reading about what makes for a successful campaign, and a lot of it comes down to getting early momentum and working your network. We had a goal to raise $5,000 to offset some of the hard costs for creation of the book, and we ended up raising just under $12,000, or 240% of our funding goal. We had 120 contributors from 10 different countries over a 30-day period. It was really a great success, and I'm very happy with it.
And that is absolutely phenomenal. Today we are joined by Mr. Patrick Henry, the author of Plan, Commit, Win, 90 Days to Creating a Fundable Startup. He's also the CEO of Quest Fusion here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Henry, I also saw your recent article in Entrepreneur about what some startups succeed and why most fail. Tell our listeners a little about that.
Well, doing the research and writing the article is really a great experience because it validated a lot of things I was witnessing in my advisory practice at Quest Fusion. I also talk a lot about this in the introduction and Plan, Commit, Win. But there's a consistent set of reasons why companies succeed and why they fail. There are things that you must possess to be a successful entrepreneur, like passion, which you always hear about, but they won't guarantee success. I won't go into all the details about things here, but the topics that I address in Plan, Commit, Win hit these issues head on. As an example, if you look at both the reasons for failure and the factors for success, it's clear that commitment to a plan is key. This, of course, implies that you have a plan. This contrasts with a study of startup failures that had a lack of focus and the wrong team. Having commitment and focus does not mean that you're completely inflexible, but it does take significant and drastic feedback to cause you to alter your course. This is why most successful companies have no more than one or two pivots. And, you know, you don't really think of every minor business adjustment as a pivot, and successful companies are constantly learning and adapting based on customer feedback and market feedback. So a true pivot is really a complete change in course or direction that results in a material change in the product market strategy and associated resource allocation of a company in product development or in product management or marketing or some combination of these things. It could be along the product axis or the market axis, but it has to be enough of a change that really requires an adjustment in strategy and a corresponding adjustment in resource allocation. And a lot of times this happens because there isn't a thorough understanding of what you're trying to accomplish. You're going in too many different directions. You're not focused enough, and Plan Commit deals with a lot of those things.
Again, Mr. Henry, it certainly has been great to have had you back, and I'm sure not only myself but our listeners want to know where we can get more information and find Plan Commit Win.
So Plan Commit Win is available for pre-sale right now at www.plancommitwin.com, and it'll be available as an ebook and a print book on Amazon.com at the end of April. If you're an aspiring entrepreneur or company founder, startup CEO, or business owner, this book is for you.
Well, looks like a must read, especially for those that are looking to be involved in a startup in the future. And I look forward to picking that book up myself. Mr. Henry, always good to have you. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks a lot, Eric. Really appreciate your time.
And you're always welcome. We've been speaking with, once again, Mr. Patrick Henry, the author of Plan, Commit, Win, 90 Days to Creating a Fundable Startup. He's also the CEO of Quest Fusion, that provides strategic guidance to startups and emerging growth companies. And for more information in all regards, visit QuestFusion.com and also PlanCommitWin.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.